With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. State investigators will look into a shooting death which happened in Park Falls over the weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation will handle the investigation into the death Saturday afternoon. Shortly after 4 p.m., Park Falls police got a report of shots fired near the 600 block of 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. Officers found a deceased adult with multiple gunshot wounds. A handgun was found at the scene, and a suspect was taken into custody. There is not believed to be any danger to the public. A number of agencies provided assistance. The Department of Criminal Investigation will turn over findings to the Price County District Attorney when the investigation concludes. The City of Rhinelander chose a company to design a new skate park at Hodag Park. The city has been having serious discussions about building a skate park for the last couple of years, driven by Art Start and a group of local teens and young adults that have now formed the Over It Group. At its most recent meeting, the Rhinelander City Council unanimously approved the design proposal from Hunger Skate Parks. The company designed skate parks all across the country. Rhinelander resident and city employee Ryan Berkhammer spoke in favor of hiring the design company during public comment.
This is going to be an asset for the community. Rhinelander is on the map in several ways for the world to see, and a well-built skate park will increase that people recognizing Rhinelander and coming for tourism.
The base cost for design and construction documents from Hunger Skate Parks is $50,000. The city had previously set aside $75,000 for the design engineering of the skate park. City Administrator Patrick Regan.
We've been meeting for going on a long time to talk about this. We had put out an RFQ. We received qualifications and statements of proposal back. Hunger Skate Parks was the one that we thought was most able to do this. As Mr. Berghammer kind of said, they are a professional outfit that does this all over the country, and they do quality builds.
Hunger Skate Park's process will involve community feedback. The approximate timeline for layout and renderings is 16 to 18 weeks. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources asked the public to stay vigilant about burning due to elevated fire danger across the state. The National Weather Service says elevated fire weather conditions are expected this afternoon and early evening due to mild temperatures and low relative humidity. Elevated fire weather conditions will continue into Tuesday across northern Wisconsin due to low humidity and increasing east winds. Saturday alone, the DNR says 35 wildfires burned approximately 300 acres, the single most active wildfire day this year. On windy, dry days, embers from any fire, especially burn piles and campfires, can easily get out of control and cause a wildfire if not properly extinguished. Outdoor enthusiasts should also be extra careful with off-road vehicles or equipment that can create a spark and start a fire. With changing weather conditions, fires can quickly get out of control. Certain types of cancers are being diagnosed more frequently in younger adults. A 2023 study published in the JAMA Network looked at cancer rates in the U.S. between 2010 and 2019. It found increasing rates of cancer in people younger than 50. Aspirus Health says its data over the past 3 years aligns with this national trend. It shows a steady increase in patient visits related to cancer treatments among 30 to 39-year-olds. Dr. Christopher Plata is an Aspirus radiation oncologist.
So we generally think of chronological aging, of course, in numbers. You celebrate a birthday every year. With biologic aging, that takes into account several other factors, not only your chronological age, but also certain elements of how physically active you are. Have you smoked? What are your blood sugar levels? What is your blood pressure? Things like that, that we measure how, you know, essentially a healthy an individual is. And those can all have impacts on cancer risk.
The study found gastrointestinal cancers had the fastest growing incidence rates among all early onset cancers. Dr. Plata says Aspirus is seeing higher rates of breast and thyroid cancers as well. He says simple but effective lifestyle changes can reduce a person's risk for cancer.
I think everything in moderation, you know, making healthy lifestyle choices, staying as active as you can, especially when you're younger, watching what you eat, maintaining a good diet, things like that.
The best way to prevent and detect the spread of certain types of cancer is through screening. People at higher risk of developing cancer may want to start getting annual screenings earlier than the average age recommended. Recent warm weather has had people excited to break out their motorcycles and go for a cruise. Law enforcement and motorcycle experts want to remind people to be safe on the road this year. John Peterson is a sergeant for the Wisconsin State Patrol and stressed having the proper space between drivers can make a huge difference.
A lot of that good, safe following distance. Be smart, look around, look twice before pulling out. Because that's what we see is a lot of the trend of motorcycle crashes or cars that pull out.
Organizations like Abate of Wisconsin promote and support motorcyclists across the state and caution drivers about using phones while driving.
If you need to take a phone call, just make sure there's nobody in your path, pull over or let it go to voicemail and wait till you get home.
Some maintenance checks are also a good idea. Check things like tire pressures, fluid levels, and filter conditions. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is ending spring thaw Class 2 and posted road restrictions for 15 counties of Zone 1 tomorrow. That's the portion of the state north of Highway 8. Class 2 roads include about 1,400 miles of state highways susceptible to damage from heavy trucks during the spring thaw period as frost leaves the ground. County highways, town roads, city and village streets may also be posted or limited to legal load limits or less. Decisions to place or lift weight restrictions on those roads are up to local units of government. The milk you drink or the beef you eat may have come from a farm that rotates its livestock in a certain way to establish a healthier landscape. Wisconsin farmers who practiced managed grazing have another chance for new federal funding. Mike Moen explains.
The USDA has announced that $22 million is available for regional networks of farmers who offer peer-to-peer technical assistance on this practice. The approach involves raising and feeding livestock in a pasture and moving them regularly, allowing that section of land to recover. When federal funding was restored last year, Michael Fields Agricultural Institute's Margaret Chrome says the demand was overwhelming.
And we anticipate that will happen again. We really want to make sure Wisconsin farmers have their organizations apply.
These waves of assistance come after a 15-year absence of federal funding for the Grazing Lands Conservation Initiative. Chrome says they're hoping to regain momentum this movement saw in previous decades. The application deadline is May 26th. I'm Mike Moen.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.